Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? It is time for Monster US Radio. It's Monstrous Monday. Hey, I'm still getting it together. So I'm going to start it out with a song, and I'm going to bring it in with the ladies. We got Miss Unbelievable. She's already here. Jazzy B's already here. We're going through with this thing here in the States. Life is not the same. So as we look back at it, it may never be the same. Ace Boogie with the hoodie. Monstrous Radio.
Come back at it. She ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Said she never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Monstrous
Benz that I ain't promoting, yeah. All of my friends love money doing. Let me tell you something about my life. In every single chain, in my diamond ring, the way you walking, the way you talking, it's all because of me. And the way I'm all on you, girl, you know it's true. The way I speak is my melody. Don't you ever think it's another me, girl, on everything. It's a lot on me. I cannot be seen. I cannot be taking apologies. Yeah, they pout on me. Cause that bag on me. Yeah, they after me. I got racks on me. Got the stash on me. Think they gassing me. Yeah. Hoodie on low, but I stay focused. Yeah, it's hard to stay low and everybody know this. Yeah. Look back at it. She ain't never do this before, but she good at it. She never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah. Da 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 da.
Yeah. So I think we're about ready to get it all started, people. Like I said, that's Ace Boogie with the hoodie. Look back at it, because as we look back at it, while this coronavirus is taking over the world, shit, I don't know if shit's ever going to be the same. So like I said, we got Miss Unbelievable. We got Jazzy B. It's a Monstrous Monday. Time to get y'all's week started, because a lot of y'all probably catching cabin fever. So let's go over here and say what's up. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling tonight, mama? Hello. Uh-oh. Do I got myself on mute? Can you hear me, David? Oh, snap. That means I got myself on mute some way, somehow. All right. Let me see what we get with this right here. So, can y'all hear me? No? Alright, we're gonna do it like this. Seven to Great, Carter Vibe. I'm gonna get it together. I hope.
Come here, bye.
Come here, bye.
Come here, bye.
Come here, bye.
I caught me a vibe.
I caught me a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I caught me a vibe.
I caught me a vibe.
I caught me a vibe.
I caught me a vibe. Yeah. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. This the part where I go in. Pocket stick like Samoan. Get more head than the sewing. Money low, so I'm flowing. Bakery, I'm about doing. New whip, I'm on growing. So much drip, you have to roll in. Get out the way for my splashing. Your bitches, she look, I'm a smasher. I hop out the coupe like a pastor. I'm killing these niggas, disaster. And I got a plug in Nebraska. I'm running this shit, you got asthma. My nigga, my wrist on Alaska. Yeah. In the cup like a scab. I might pull like a slab. I might bring back the dab. Ain't without on the beat. I gotta get the big bag, trick or treat. Niggas in the feet, I'm shooting pistol feet. Niggas want smoke, stop it, twist the sweet. I caught me a vibe. I caught me a vibe.
Try this again. We're going to try to check in. It's unbelievable. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me? I said, can you hear me?
I said, I can hear you now. Yeah.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
About time.
Was that a
Thank
sneeze?
You. That was a sneeze, and then, you know, it was. I was trying to cover it up, but, you know, it just came on out. How are you, birthday boy, this weekend? Birthday king, birthday man? It's going down.
I was going to say.
It's all about
you. I was going to say, I'm a grown-ass man. How you going to say happy birthday, boy?
Grown-ass man.
It's
going down.
Right, I'm doing it my way. You dig? I'm an OG, so you know I'm doing it my way. Mm-hmm. I'm so old, I don't get one day. I get allowed a whole entire week. You dig? I got a birthday AARP card that says I can take a whole week because I have a collective of birthdays that I don't live through.
Right.
So yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I'm gonna try to do it good all week long. I don't know. I might be giving away gifts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do. Might treat y'all like it's y'all's birthday. I might be giving away some gifts this week. So I don't know how we gonna do it. Maybe I give away some things, you know, some things from my sponsors. It is like the Soul of Me Speaks. It's unbelievable. E.K.
T-shirts on deck. It's on deck.
Right.
You know
Monster
on
U.S.
deck.
Apparel. Got shirts on deck.
Deck.
On Picasso
deck,
painting.
You know,
might give away something
on
from
deck.
Them. Elite
you know
Suede Management.
A little tip on deck.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So yeah. Sorry, did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yes. And yeah. Like, you know, this is the crazy thing about me. I was taking a quarantine or a sabbatical from folks long time ago, So, like, all the clubbing and going out and hanging with folks, I stopped doing that. Not to be, like, shady or anything like that. It was just, you know, because I needed to take care of some business with inside me and, you know, within my home. And so this quarantine, it's like, whatever. It's like I'm doing what I usually do, you know, take care of business, you know, writing them business plans for everyone else besides myself, you know, and I'm handling business like it's all let me speak do. So, like, this quarantine is like nothing. It's like giving me free money, you know, from work. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying myself, resting up, you know, eating, still eating healthy. So for all those who is having issues, man, I'm stepping on in like, you know, like what?
Right.
Right. Hanging out with the grandbabies and all.
I had, okay. Yeah, I had to work. I'm one of them jobs that said, nah, we're not closing down. Bring your ass in. You dig? You know, like a lot of us, we over here praying to them. I want some of that stimulation package. I want to be able to stay home from work, get paid. Nah, not my job. They said, nah, player, you got to bring your ass in here to get your money. So, yeah, I worked. No, they said, get your ass in here. They didn't say, come on, get your ass in here. Nah. So I worked. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Let's see, I went and copped a little something to watch for my birthday. I might tell y'all what that is. I got me some drink. Might tell y'all what that is coming up here in just a little bit. So, yeah, you know, we got entertainment news. We got a lot of things for y'all. We got a long week, and we're going to stretch every moment out of it. So, all right, let them know what we're doing on the entertainment news, and then we're going to get into some music so we can get this show going.
All right, we got some Olympics. We got Rudy Gobert, Tom Hanks. I got to tap in with Future. Y'all know I always got something about Tekashi. DJ Nice, an update with Idris and his wife. And then, you know, just the crazy craze, the updates on COVID-19.
Right. I told y'all I was a wife. I told y'all I looked like she was about to cry. We're going to talk about it coming up in a little bit. Let's see. Also, too, I guess I just throw this out here. Some of y'all happy, some of y'all sad, and some of y'all just pathetic. Yes, Weinstein. Yes, he has the coronavirus. Another thing we're going to talk about coming up here in just a little bit. All right, we're going to jump into some music. I like this right here. I think it's starting to catch on fire, coming to y'all live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and ATL. This right here is Rhapsody and PJ Martin. This is Athena. I like this one right here. You know what I mean? It's like real hip-hop and dropping some knowledge, and it's still got a party groove to it. So check it out, Monsters Radio on a Monsters Monday.
We live, y'all. We live. Hit us up.
Yeah. My history all came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from my women, why we break our women, do we hate our women?
My brothers, I love you. I hate to know some of you treat us like lovers. Black car revolt, maybe you can use discover. Define yourself, do you feel the same way about your mother? Do you overlook our beauty, but you love it on all the others? Hope you teach your daughters all to stay away from suckers like yourself if you don't love yourself. I'm so southern, I was taught to feed a soul with or without hot ovens. Here's a plate. Know your hate come from a black man's struggle. We all in the same shape, so I know I fit your puzzle. Either way, we got your back, we only pray you be our muscle. Strength in the times, we all overcome with trouble. Every day we pulling doubles for ourselves and home. My mom and daddy taught me early on, protect your own. We never stop loving you, so turn your love back on. And I pray you feel the same way as that Tupac song. We ain't your hoes or your bitches. Trophies are meant for pimping. Recognize the gift from God. Our way is a birthday or a Christmas to protect our lives. You gon' take it to the limit. Rib of my rib, do you still feel us in you?
I came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we break our women, do we hate our women? Now since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we break our women, do we hate our women?
I don't know where I would be if you weren't here with me. If you don't hear anybody else say it, please know you appreciate it.
sisters. I know we on it. I feel your pain. I'm a woman disappointed. They should never take what's never given to them because they want it. I was taught if you love me, you would never cut the corners. What we made in the night, we got a raise in the morning. This is sucker niggas warning. You should never hit a woman. We should have some things in common, just like common. He respect us. A law is not a lecture. How you love us, it affect us. I ain't playing the middle like Nadeska. It ain't complex to be emotional or affectionate. To my brothers that do, I hope our sisters don't think less of them. Tupac gone, you know rap had to message them. We try to do our best for them, Mother Panther vibe. We need strong men so our baby boys survive. Love our great fathers, I know some statistics lied. But all the ones that didn't, yo, you gotta do your job. I know this life ain't easy. Every one of us is flawed. At least love your woman, we the closest thing to God. And tell her keep her head up every day that it gets hard. If you truly recognize that.
My history all came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from her. Boom. I wonder why we take from my women, why we break power, women do hate power.
Dear woman.
I know I wouldn't be nothing without you by my side. You have always been the savior. You're the closest thing to God. So I just want to thank you for being so good to me. And I apologize for not always being what I'm supposed to be. I just wanted to write this letter. I promise I'm gonna do better. I don't know where I would be if you were here with me. If you don't hear anybody else saying, please know you're appreciated. Where you want, where you come from, fine. Who you gotta fill your mind, there ain't nobody better, even everyone you matter to me.
Come here, let me untwist your hair and massage your head, let me pick your brain. I wanna let you into this safe space I hold and keep sacred for you. I know you're kind of hurt. I kinda wish I could take the pain away from you. I've seen how the devil likes to have his way with you. I felt their hate for you. Their innate ways to fake and play with you in this life you were given, or this nightmare you are living. Pardon them for not seeing your purpose, but for what it's worth. We're in this life thing together, so can't you love me deeper than that? Like, God intended you to. Can't you remember where you came from, like you ain't came from my seed of love? Your broken spirit can't always be the excuse. Thought I taught you the gravity of respect and paying dues. Thought you knew. My God, don't like ugly. My God, said she need an apology. Needs to know you see all the beauty she created. Needs you to know. Wouldn't be no you if it wasn't for us. My God said, how much harder we gotta love you?
Rhapsody.
That's all that.
Featuring BJ Martin. Right. Athena. I like that one right there. It's deep. You know what I mean? It's deep. And, you know, it's something you can bop to a little bit. So, you know what, I got to stop saying, I got to say rock out or move around too, because I ain't realized bop is kind of like a inner city, almost like a gang term. I say that to someone, and they look at me, I'm like, what? And they're like, man, he's like, oh, I didn't know. I thought it was just like, you know, like the new word, like, you know, the song. I be bopping around. Let me stop before I get in trouble, beat up on the block. Monstrous Monday, DJ Emons and Miss Unbelievable. We getting it in. Let's see, we got entertainment news coming up for y'all. I kind of want to go on. Let's see, how do I say it? I don't want to, like, give into, like, the whole hysteria like that about the whole coronavirus. I think people are really starting to see how serious it is. Everybody's talking about, oh, they're trying to make the world scary. Whether it is scary or not, you know, I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit. I don't know. Y'all can tell me how y'all feel about it. Like, what's some of the crazy things people are doing right now to stay busy during the whole lockdown? I don't know if we should be calling it lockdown or just straight quarantine, self-quarantine, as I should say. But, yeah, I kind of wanted to go down that today. But outside of that, we got the entertainment news. So yeah. So maybe we'll touch on that a little bit later, but for now, let's get into this. Who's bothering who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment gossip lifestyle. Whose head will be busting again, and who we got up first?
We got up Tokyo. Yeah, so Tokyo 2020 Olympics have been postponed after the threats of Iran and Canada saying that they're going to pull out if they don't. So it will not go down as scheduled on the 24th, but they are not, they just decided to postpone in light of COVID-19 global pandemic. The IOC has postponed and has decided and told everyone that they're looking for another date. It is unclear when they will reschedule, but this is an absolute move that has to be done. There's several people being paralyzed by the COVID-19 with major cities and even countries shutting down over fears of spreading the lethal virus. They wanted to keep the games going on, but the pressure clearly grew and it was too heavy for them to keep the games being planned. Canada, Australia, and Iran said they would not send their players to Tokyo to compete in any games if they weren't postponed. The risk was not safe for the athletes, the health, the safety of families, and the border on Canadian communities for the athletes continue to train for these games. However, they're really being cautious of how to contain the virus, and in the midst of the global health crisis, it's far more significant than any sport. So they have postponed the game. And we knew that kind of like was going to happen. But I don't know what's going to happen with the torch now going around. Are they just going to stop in the midst of it, or they're going to keep it going, or what do you think?
Right, right. They blow it out and try to relight it later or something.
Right.
They put on somebody's mantle, transfer it to a little house candle, and then bring it back, remix it back. I don't know,
right?
But yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think I've seen the thing where Canada said, if it's not postponed, if it's not rescheduled a year from now, they're not doing it. So yeah, I was like, damn, they're serious as hell. But I mean, can you blame them though right now? Can you imagine you leaving your own country and can't come back home?
Right.
Think about that shit. You go somewhere and you can't come back home. Matter of fact, here's another scenario that I seen today that I was like, damn, I did not think about. And some of y'all are going to be like, damn, I didn't think about it either, but I seen the story. If you have, you guys seen the story where it was about, there was a couple. Matter of fact, there's a couple people, there was a couple of them. They went on a trip, like a 25-day trip.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were down in Mexico somewhere, 25-day trip. It was like out in the, I want to say the desert, but it was like out in the mountains type shit. They were in waterfalls. Going to canyons, all kinds of things, you know, and it was basically a retreat to get away from society. No phones, that type of shit. You know what I mean? You see in the movies. Mm-hmm. Now they come home. Can you imagine that? Y'all follow me? 25 days out in the wilderness, and you come
mm-hmm.
home, and the world is in chaos. Now they're
mm-hmm.
telling you, oh, yeah, there's a thing, epidemic, plaguing the world right now. Everybody's on quarantine. It's like the, not say the apocalypse, but Dawn of the Dead. It's like that's what you call it, that's the Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Zombies. Can you imagine that though? Just going on vacation, come home, like wait, what? What's going
mm-hmm.
on?
Right.
It's crazy to me. It's just crazy. Totally.
Well, I know. For us, if we would have went to Hawaii on the 1st, we would have been stuck
mm-hmm.
down there for 14 days. They would have quarantined us going in. We couldn't have been able to come back. I was like, oh, hell to the no.
Right. And see, like, the crazy mm-hmm. part would have been now, when they quarantine the people, like, okay, I can imagine if they take you to a hospital or something, but what if, no, I guess they can't just leave you in a hotel. The only thing, do they make you, I mean, who pays for your room? Who pays, you know what I mean? Who pays for your stay? But I guess if they quarantine you, yeah, I guess you ain't got to worry
but
about a bed. You're going to get a bed.
They put you up in nobody's niceness. They don't quarantine folks in plush. They quarantine whatever they have. That may be a cot in someplace, in some hangar of a military base. It ain't guaranteed you're going to have a nice hotel with, you know, niceness. They don't never put folks up that nice.
Right, right.
You are a pawn.
Huh.
You are hard-headed
right.
people who didn't listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you see the, it's almost like real martial law. Did you see they talking about, like, I seen a thing. I don't know if it's true or not. Remember, this is entertainment, gossip lifestyle. And we talk about things, and hopefully you guys can help us prove some of these things wrong or right. Here's one where I need your help on. But they talking about they making it where you got, when you go out at night, they talking about everybody's gonna be on lockdown. In order to be out, you gotta have like your work number. You gotta be out work related or something important, something like that, or they gonna lock your ass up. Did you see the thing about that? I'm like, is this real? Can that be real?
Yeah, that is real. That is a real thing. And that's a real thing. and it's by military control. So it's basically, in simple terms, there's like places that kind of already got this in place. Some don't, some do, where there's only certain jobs that will require you to be out. And then you gotta prove that you work there. So basically, if you work, let's just say you work at a group home, and the group home has hours from this time, you gotta prove that that's your hours. And they have to know that that's your hourly rate. So you gotta call in, or if they ask you, you know, what's your time, then you gotta prove it. You just can't be out kicking in to be on the streets and doing what you wanna do. So, like, they know, like, the male people still have to run. Well, they know that's that. They know, like, nurses and doctors will still have to run. They're cool. But if they know that schools are shut down, well, no teachers should be out. I think there's, like, a allotted time where you could go get food and stuff. But after, like, 6 or 7 o'clock as a curfew, you got to be in the house. No one can be out.
Wow.
So it all depends what the curfew is. You could be in front of your house. You can be sitting on your curb, but you can't be out and about in no grocery stores or different things like that within the time that they shut everything down.
Wow. So they're not playing. Like, they...
Yeah, we haven't got to that
right.
place yet.
Okay.
The governor has been thinking about it because he's been watching other places go down like that. I think the closest one who was martial law is partial is, I want to say, New York. And they have been looking. He hasn't decided yet. He's just asking us to do our part and go inside. Right now, our governor does have COVID-19. He has tested positive. So he's quarantined himself now, so I don't know how that's going to look. But he's paying close attention to how that's going to look for Minnesota.
Right. Yeah, it done got way weird. I wonder if some of this stuff is because of, say, like, I know everybody that had, you guys all had to see the stuff with the spring break hotspots. One is in Texas and the other one's in Florida. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now they don't shut that down. The college kids, they was like, fuck y'all, we finna party. I seen some of the comments, some people were talking about, we live in the moment. Some people saying, oh, it's not hitting young people. My whole thing is this, whether it's a paranoia epidemic, whatever, however you want to sum it up, I see it like this. I ain't taking no motherfucking chances. Get it? I'm not scared and all that shit, but I'm still going to hide out and put myself in self-quarantine just in case. You know what I mean? Just in case. So, you know, that's just my whole thing. But I wonder if that's part of it. Because, you know, they had to literally go down there, put it on the news to get it to be shut down. Because now I think the mayor of that city, he don't shut it down there in Florida. They don't shut down the whole spring break thing. But, yeah, it's just crazy. So I wonder if that could be part of it because, you know, them kids wasn't listening. It was just like, nah, fuck that. We going to do it.
Well, we talked about this on Thursday. The governor of Florida didn't shut down spring break. The mayor shut it down. He overrid the governor because the governor never shut spring break down. So they were like, well, we're still going to go. And then the governor said no because you guys is bringing this back to your grandma, grandpa's in different places like that. And true to form, half of them kids who was down there brought the virus back. They have been tested as positive.
Wow. Dumbass. So, I mean, I don't mean that like that, but you get what I'm saying. And see, that's like the part sometimes young people, they don't get it. We know you want to do what you want to do. Self-discipline is something you should learn at an early age, but we all don't. It is, but they got to think, some of us OGs are still here for a reason. We know motherfuckers that didn't make it, that don't follow the rules like another OG told us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, them kids wasn't paying attention to that, like, okay, yeah, you down here partying, you kicking it, and you saying you living in the moment and all that, but you're not thinking about the effects and the ripple. I forgot what that movie was called, but the ripple effect that's going to take place if you do fuck around and get sick. Not only are you going to get sick, now you're going to fucking put hamper on everybody around you. You dig? I'm talking about your mom, your aunties, your nieces, your nephew. Now they all got to go through emotions because you want to be careless and not take the precaution. Now they got to do that. Now they got to figure out how the fuck they're going to dispose of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now your whole family name is going to be put out there. Your family's going to be looked at funny now, all because you just want to kick it on spring break. Now, you do what you want to do. I'm just pointing some things out here to be like, why aren't y'all thinking about this shit? When people try to tell you don't do that, but you want to go down because it's your 21st birthday and you want to get drunk off your ass, you're not thinking of the ripple. Yeah, you get drunk that day, but look at your family. The stress and trauma you're going to pull on your family and possibly your friends by doing these, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but you know what? What happened was they was going off of the information that was given that it's only affecting the elderly. It isn't affecting, it's like affecting the people 30 and up. Is not really affecting the 20 and below. Well, that was false information. So they saw that as, oh, this isn't going to affect us. This isn't, we're immune to this. It's not going to, you know, be a bother. Instead of being real serious and say, this is not a respecter person's virus. It ain't going to be like, oh, you're 20 and I'm not going to come attack you. Like, I know you're 20. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they was really not paying attention. And the parents who allowed them to still go wasn't putting their foot down enough to say, this is serious. You need to stay home. So to me, whatever the repercussions is for when your child comes home, you're going to have to deal with them. Whether it's they sick, whether your insurance now is going to go up, or whether you got to bury them, you should have told your child the severity of them leaving. I know they're grown, but come on. Let's not be naive to this disease and this virus that has been going on and has been very worldwide of the severity of what can happen if you're infected.
Right. I didn't think about even the insurance factor. Fuck around, let the insurance find out you wasn't listening to the quarantine and you went down there and kicked it. Then
exactly.
You're not thinking about it. You come home, you give it to somebody else, they're going to sue you and they're going to sue your family. Don't be thinking about that shit. Yeah, let you fuck off and go down somewhere, catch the coronavirus, come home, give it to a coworker, and they find out your ass was in spring break kicking it, not listening, and you brought that shit home and gave it to them, oh, they finna sue the hell out your ass.
If that was possible, they probably could. They'll find a way. They'll find a way.
And I understand people
set up trips. Yeah, I understand people set up trips, but this world that we know, we may not be able to get and go on trips like we wanted to. We may not be able, like, well, I want to go to Paris. Well, Paris may not let us back in. Some places may be like, you know what, this is it. If you didn't come see us before now, you got to have a reason to come in. You know, state to state, why are you coming? You know, unless it ain't business, you know, all this leisure is going to be hard to now go in places, especially if they ain't got a handle on it. And it's going to take a while for them to get a handle on this virus. So we don't know what the world is going to look like after now, because it ain't going to be the same. When I read my spoken word, I kind of like laid it out, you know, a little bit of a platform of how we're thinking, and it ain't going to be the same.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, this thing is, and it's like I said, some people are talking about how, oh, they make driving everybody crazy, da-da-da-da. Like I said, I ain't scared of damn motherfucker out there. But I ain't finna go around there and test Mike Tyson. You dig? I ain't scared, but I ain't finna test Mike Tyson and sit my ass down and wait this shit out just in case. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
in case. So, yeah. All right. So remember, y'all, you can join our conversation. You can jump in. 563-999-3411. You do have to press 1 to go live. We'll open up the line, see what you got going on. But for now, we're going to continue with this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? We might take a music break here in a moment. But let's see, what else we got for right now?
Well, the NBA star Rudy Gobert says he's suffering from some awful side effects of the virus, claiming he has lost his sense of both taste and smell. Since his diagnosis, the loss of smell and taste is definitely one of the symptoms, the Utah Jazz Center said. He hasn't been able to smell anything for the last 4 days. The 27-year-old was officially diagnosed with COVID-19 back on March. Remember, it was his positive test results that spurred the commissioner to suspend the league play indefinitely. Gobert has seemed to be recovering well until this weekend when he revealed he's having trouble tasting and smelling things. He wants to know, is anyone else experiencing the same thing? According to the CDC, who says the most common symptoms are fever, cough, fatigue, and respiratory problems, and rash, he's the only one that has been complaining, though, about not experiencing loss of those two things. Ruby has apologized for his careless exposing others before he was officially diagnosed and has apologized. Implored people to practice self-quarantine and social distancing to help stop the virus. So now he is definitely pushing forth of saying stay away from it.
Yeah, so that's that guy that did the thing at the press conference when he acts like he touched everything.
Yep.
See, he the only one talking about some he can't get no taste in his mouth. See, that's that groupie love shit. He ain't got no coronavirus. He got some other kind of virus, and that's why he can't taste, because he still got that peanut butter punani taste in his mouth. It is. My bad. I'm just saying, can't be out here stop groupie loving it out. Now you're going to come back, I can't taste nothing. And my da-da-da, yeah, okay. And there's a pain at the top of your belly or the bottom, motherfucker. my bad, I shouldn't say that.
Wow.
He got time to come
just
see me.
That.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of people at home. He got time to come see me.
And when is that cessation going to return? How is he going to test it out? Like, what is that? How do you test out your taste buds? Like, do you taste it out on food? Do you taste it out on people? Like, you be like, what if you don't like the taste of things no more after your taste buds come back? You're like, ooh, did I like that before? Ooh, what if... Okay, let me see.
I'm going to tell y'all what happened. I think I know what happened. And then hold on, I'm trying to find a track to play here. And then we're going to play a track and we're going to bring it back. See, what I think happened, he ain't trying to tell nobody. To you. All right. I think he was in the locker room at some of his other players, smacked the motherfucking taste out of his mouth for doing that bullshit, and that's karma.
And that's what you think?
That's what I think, and it's just karma.
Okay. It's not wet Wednesday, so I'm going to keep my comment to myself until wet Wednesday.
Okay. So, all right, until then, we're going to play this track and we're going to bring it back. Remember, you can join the discussion. Remember, we give y'all things to talk about. I used to say at the water cooler, but now y'all going to have to talk about it at the refrigerator. That's another thing I want to talk about. People talking about getting along, and some people talking about they need their own side of the house. They need their own room during this quarantine. I got some feelings about that. We'll talk about it. But for now, we finna get into this new Usher and LMA. I like this one. It's called Don't Waste My Time. I think they paired up really, really good. So check it out. Monsters Monday. E-Monster. Miss Unbelievable. And Jazzy B. We won't judge it. We gonna play for her. So she got a migraine, y'all.
My mind was changed. I'm glad
that's
you
one, y'all.
Intoxicated. Your vibes amazed. To love in the end, baby, you know. Come on now, keep it going.
And don't get hung up on. See, you're doing too much. You don't say no, honey, grandpa. That's that bullshit. See, this is why I don't celebrate birthdays. is why I don't even do it, see? Somebody always got some slick shit to say.
Absolutely, Brother. You already know by now.
So, we're bringing it back. Don't forget you can join the discussion, 563-999-3411. Or on Facebook, on the Monstars page, you also can drop your comments and our link. Also, if you're connected with us personally on our social media, you can also drop comments and your links there, and we'll read them here on the air. I might start doing it when we read the comments. We might start reading the best comments, and we'll give shirts away or a whole jogging suit or something for the people that got the best comments. You know what I mean? Got to find something to get some stimulation package around here.
We need some stimulations.
So, what else we got? Yeah, stimulations. And we're talking about outside of Wet, Wet Wednesday. No buns intended. Oops. what else we got on this entertainment news?
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, We Feel Better Shelter in Place works like this. So they've been in the house for nearly 2 weeks. They stunned the world accepting the coronavirus is no joke by revealing they were tested positive. But the good news, they're feeling better, and Tom's offering some encouragement. He says the experience, symptoms of COVID-19, the fever, the body aches, some chills for Rita, they gotten past them. They went into isolation right away, told in the process, and they says it works. If you get in, stay in, you know, if you don't give it to anyone, if you don't get it from anyone, common sense, no. They're going to give up some comfort for the greater good. This too shall pass. They were quarantined. They still got a couple weeks left, but they're feeling better. So kudos to them feeling better.
Right, right. Now, they're a perfect testament of people staying in house under quarantine, obviously, because they had to. They didn't have a fucking choice. But finding something to do. I don't know if you guys, did you guys see the video with Rita Wilson and she did the fucking verse to OPP?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
She went in. She was in on, went in on Tretch's verse. She might put out a mixtape. I'm just saying she got the time to do it. But yeah, perfect example. And that's one of the things I want to know, you know, what are people doing now to stay busy during the whole quarantine? Like, what are people doing? We already know some of y'all catching the let's get it in virus. You know what I mean? It's going to be a baby boom. You know what I mean? Whoever, all the people that's going to pass away, they're going to be replaced come back October. I'm just saying. But what's some things that people are doing to stay busy during the virus? Some people stay home with their kids, obviously, because their kids can't go to school. You know what I mean? But what's some things you can do with your kids? I've seen quite a few things people were doing, even some stuff in a nursing home. I was like, damn, okay, that was kind of fun. What nursing home is that at? Can I play? Oh, damn, I guess we can't hang out with your senior citizens, so that ain't going to work. But, you know, I think giving people some ideas and some things they can do, you know, the ones that do got to stay home, I think that would be a good segment coming up here in a little bit. So, yeah, there's that. And let's see. What else was we on?
Idris and his wife, she tests positive for the virus, but she was tested with no symptoms. So she told Oprah that she was tested positive and raises issues concerning about the White House today, Hollywood. How are the tests being distributed? She was by Idris' side the whole time and was going to change. And with wife instincts to be with her husband, she's down. That's what she said. But she didn't have any symptoms. Nonetheless, she got the test. I don't know from where, but she got the test. And they urged her to take the test, but it's unclear how celebrities and professional athletes are getting hold of these tests, but they clearly are. Meaning who's positive is not showing symptoms as well. He also got tested. So they're wondering, so this whole thing is, yep, she's got tested, but how did she get tested before everyone else, and how are they getting their hands on the test before anyone else?
well, I guess. I don't really get how people are tripping about that as much. I don't know. Let's see. How do I say it? I mean, first of all, we all know how they get it. They privilege. It comes with money. Stop faking the funk, people. You know what it is. It's like if you go somewhere and something costs $4, there's only one left. There's six people sitting there. Whoever's the highest bidder is probably going to get it. It is what it is. So I don't know why they flipping out, acting funny about it. Besides, you could put, they got what? They got the little pull-up stations. Everybody may not have a pull-up station in their city, but in some, a lot of these cities, they got pull-up stations. They put, you remember like back in the day, I don't even know if they even do this no more. They used to be able to check what's wrong with your car by putting this light on your car fan, the fan in your car, or something on your carburetor. That ain't that what they're using on people's forehead? They got something. They put it up to your forehead like they checking your motor. I'm just saying, some of you old school cats know what I'm talking about. You pull up in your car, they put the little motor light right to your forehead, boop, let you know do you got it or not, or they can swipe it. So it's not like people don't have access to it. So I don't really get like how people is really tripping. Maybe I don't understand the extent of it, but I just don't get how they're tripping about it. And even if it is because they got money or because they're superstars, this has been going on for years. Why are you acting surprised? That's like saying, oh, Trump ain't got tested because there ain't enough tests. God damn it, they're going to test him first. Why? Do I need to say it? Because he's the president and he got billions. Some people are just more privileged than others. Stop acting brand new.
Exactly.
Like I said, maybe I don't
get money talk.
Maybe I don't get it.
Money talk just walks. I mean, for real. I mean, it's not who you know. Like, seriously, it's who you know. I mean, if you know someone in high places, you get it. If you don't, you don't. I mean, that has been going
right
on forever. So,
right,
it's not a surprise. And the common sense would say, if I'm married, I'm going to test my significant other. So, if whoever you've been around, if you come up with it, I'm testing all y'all who you've been around. So, it's like everyone can't get tested, and everyone ain't going to get tested. So, and everybody ain't going to have it. And the crazy is some people do want it, but everybody ain't going to have it. Ain't nobody, everybody's not going to get tested. So just trust your body. Trust what it's saying to you. If you have a stomach ache, you don't have the virus. If you have a headache, you don't have the virus. If you know you ain't had a period for weeks on end, you ain't sick, don't go to the hospital, you pregnant. I mean, common sense. Like, if you got a cold and cold medicine is helping you, you ain't got the virus. And there's no symptoms, so how do we know you don't have the virus? We don't. So, hey, everything's about faith right now. So we don't know, like, because everybody don't get a cough. Everybody don't get a fever. Everybody don't get chills. That could be the regular flu. And if you got the regular flu, they got acephalus, cuz, or whatever that word is. You go to the doc, Cubs, and go get that. That's, I think it's $5.95, and it helps with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
you
right,
gotta
right.
just know the true symptoms before you start running up to the doctors, because they gonna treat you like you're in prison. Excuse me. Were you around anyone? Do you know anyone? How long has it been going on? Okay, just go home. We'll call you. We'll let you know. They're not even letting you come in to test. They're meeting you outside and having you go sit in your car and say, well, the doctor will talk to you from your car to see how severe it is. Because if it ain't, oh, yeah, if it ain't that severe, you ain't getting in the hospital. They're not letting you in. And if you have somebody who's in the hospital, they'll let you stay. They'll let you say hi. But as soon as that doctor come in, you are sent home and you cannot come back at all until that person comes home with you. So you now don't know how your sick person is going to be in the hospital because they are all by themselves. You can no longer sit with your parents or your cousin or your uncle or your daughter, none of that. You got to go home and trust the doctors
right.
to take care of your parents, your friend, your cousin, whoever, because you can't stay no more.
Right, right.
So, like I said, and now, things as we know it is changing.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a good one. Now, what if, let's see, how do I say it? I'll say it bluntly. Like, if your wife or your husband, I would say girlfriend or boyfriend, I guess you're not really that obligated. But if it's your wife or husband catches the coronavirus, do you dip? I'm just saying, even if it's for a couple, 2 weeks or whatever, or do you stay? As we know, in the beginning, Alba's wife, she didn't have it. Remember, we first reported it, she didn't have it. Now they're saying she got it because she was in quarantine with him. Now, should she ever find a place to quarantine her damn self away from him? So that's what, do you stay or do you dip? Now, you can't be
right.
Quick to say, oh, I'm going to da-da-da, because now it might be your boyfriend. It could be your boo. Some people, not everybody, but some people go over their boo houses. Oh, you got the flu. I'll take care of you. Here's some soup. I'll bring you some water. You dig? I'll change the sheets while you're in the shower. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Shit happens all the time. Is that what you do now during the coronavirus? Or do you isolate your ass from them, too?
I'm going to keep it 100. If you're my boo, nigga, I was, I'll put the money in the jar. I will see you in about 14, 23, 5, 500, whatever days I got to wait. There, look, we have no, there's no reason why I need to risk my life for you. I'm sorry, you're just a boo. If you're my husband, that's something different. I made a covenant and a commitment with you. If I die, we die together, or one of us die, you can carry on the legacy, whatever. So I'm with my husband. I'm going to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my whole mask. I'm going to have a full body suit on. Like, I'm going to come to you like you're infected. You may get pissed off. You know, I may send you in the room and slip things in the room. You know, slide the tray to you, get that bitch up, and grab it yourself. I may do that. But, yeah, you will be isolated.
Right, right.
I won't be touching you, kissing you, hugging you, you know, none of that. You will be in one room, and that will be your room forever. I'll be spraying Lysol in your face, at you, and everywhere else. I'll be sliding pills, you know, to you in some toilet tissue. Slide it on in, catch it. But yeah, I'm hold you down as my husband, but as a boo, nah, call your mama.
You said call your mama. That's not my job. It is. So I did extend the show here a little bit so we can talk a little bit more. I just want to drop this song right here on this note because I think it's perfect time for it. Because this is what a lot of people are gonna be doing. Like you said, take your ass home, call your mama, call somebody, let them come take care of you, and you can talk to me face chat, and when you're feeling freaky, we can be sexting. This is my song featuring Dub Nietzsche. It's called Sexting. It's what a lot of y'all going to be doing during this coronavirus season. You know, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky phone number.
Master it. Yup. Master it. We'll let you know how to perfect it on Wednesday.
Right. Hit me up, emonster.com.
Sex.
On the road and you doing shows, it can get lonely waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when the rain, nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Not the Instagram and Poppy, come play with us. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language, wherever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent a video, so I sent a video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster pole play. And it's
on the phone.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I'm going to have to do. You dig? I'm going to have to learn how to step. That's something I'm going to try to do during this quarantine. You know what I mean? Because I can step it out.
You're not
right
too
here.
Bad.
You know what I mean?
You're not too bad. You're not too bad. You just got to keep the beat. That's all I'm saying. Just a little bit.
I said I was going to try to learn, didn't I? You didn't have to explain what my problem was. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
okay.
My Oma get my hair done, you be like, oh, yeah, your shit look nappy. You look all nap to your neck. Like, then nobody ask
Ooh.
You. I just come to get my hair done. I knew something ain't right. So, all right.
Lord, that's
anyway,
the only day I
step
will
it
say
out
that.
With
I'll say that. Okay, come on. Let's finish
it. Yeah, we got a chorus.
We got people on the radio.
Time. Let's go.
Come on. Okay. Let's go.
Be feeling horny. Be fired up. And that's what's up. I can't get
yeah. Okay, you leave now. You leave me. Come on.
Let me quit. Monsters Monday.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's my track. You can find more about me at emonster.com. That's emonster.com. You can find more about me and the Monsters at monstersradio.com. And, yeah, that's how you can do that. So, all right, we're bringing it back. We got more. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Who we got up next?
Okay, so Tekashi 6ix9ine is so desperate to escape the coronavirus, he'd rather take his chances outside of prison than risk the disease killing him while he's locked up. His attorney wrote a letter to the judge Sunday night citing serious concerns for Tekashi's well-being behind bars. Tekashi suffers from asthma, making this virus that's much more serious, and he wants him out ASAP. In the letter, he says he was diagnosed with bronchitis and sinusitis last year, was hospitalized for this treatment. According to the attorney, the rapper has recently had shortness of breath, but officials won't let him see a doctor. Tekashi has only 24 months left for his sentence, and the attorney says Tekashi can't risk staying locked up any longer. His life is on the line. He should get treatment like all the other stars are.
Hum. They say he got bronchitis, all kinds of shit. Clench my ass titus. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he fucked up. He a snitch, but I mean, I don't know what to say on that one. I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? I mean, one, he ain't snitching on me. I know that's bad to say, but I'm just saying, did we leave him in there with the virus? I mean, like right now, I think they saying they not taking nobody with felonies. Did y'all seen the meme talking about they not taking nobody with felonies right now, so I'm about to go pull up on the bitch.
I'm about
like,
to pull up.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, but do we leave them in jail, though? What do we do with the prison system with the coronavirus? Because once that shit go, I mean, whew, how do you stop that? And then if it do break, I mean, then do you let them go?
I
don't know.
Put that on pause.
On
pause because Mr. Mm-hmm. Weinstein has tested positive for the virus too. The head of the New York State Correction Officers told us, and he is in a maximum security state prison. He's been sentenced to 23 years. He was found guilty. So they have him literally in isolation somewhere else in prison. So they're not letting him out. So they were equipped. They were protective equipment when they put him in, masks, glasses, gowns, respirators, powers. They have all that in place just in case, you know, he takes a sign for the worst. There has been multiple cases of the virus in Rikers Island amongst those in custody is some correctional officers. They're saying he's a high risk because he does have heart problems and high blood pressure and diabetes. His greatest risk is he may be real ill. So he's more likely to get out before Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Right.
They'll just
probably
Tekashi 6ix9ine to another isolated spot in the hole somewhere else just to monitor his breathing or, you know, in the infirmity. To monitor his breathing. If he has asthma, that's all he is. He's probably just having an asthma attack. Come on, you got to know your body, like I said before. And then to fake it until you make it, that may be something he may be doing it too.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, in reality, what do we do? I mean, do we try to save them, or do we just stand to the side and say he dies? He dies. But I do want to say, I know we talk about like the pandemic and, you know, all the bad things, but, you know, I guess we still got to throw out a couple good things. Like one of the good things is, there's a decline going on in China. Apparently China looks like they've got a hold on it. it looks like, somewhere, I don't know if it's North Africa, if it's like Iran or somewhere over there. They found, a way to combat it. Through nutrients and things like that. So there is starting to be a decline, even though I think they're saying Italy was like really hit hard. I don't know if they've been hit the hardest, but the whole main thing about that is like, I didn't even know that. Like Italy has the oldest community in Europe. Like, I don't know if people really understand that. I mean, like, yeah, like as far as going back, as far, yeah, they have the oldest community, so, like, that's hard on, you know what I mean, just period.
Mm-hmm.
That's just deep to me. Starting to be a turnaround. There is a lot of people that are recovering. There is still people catching it, still people dying from it, but not as many. But like I said, I think the greatest thing is China figured out how to do it. They even closed down some of their hospitals that they had extra built to combat the coronavirus or COVID-19. And they're being successful. So we just got to figure out what the hell they're doing so we can do it. And hopefully I don't want to pick on nobody or get assassinated, but hopefully these companies here won't be trying to gouge our eyes out, trying to get us this medicine or, you know what I mean, whatever it is. Or even if we have to take medicine, or if we can just self-cure ourselves. Cause that's what it sounds like from some of the things that they're saying that helps prevent it. And if you get sick, how you can combat it. Looks like it's a lot of nutrients, ginger. Some people even saying that, some places even saying silver, a lot of things, that whatever, however they call it, collagen, silver, something, however they do it. But yeah, so there is starting to be a turnaround, but, you know, it's still all bad.
Well, they're saying, you know what, far as anything with your health, keep, you know, be healthy. Get your electrolytes, get your alkalines. But they say once the virus is in you, it's in you. I know that they've got some drugs that they're working on in Nebraska, and they have drugs that they're working on in San Francisco. So a lot of the drug companies, they were kind of prepared, they were already ramped up because this is so close to SARS. And they have a drug almost ready for SARS. So it's almost like they're putting things together. They still say it's going to be about a good year out. But they are allowing testing, because remember, the testing on animals, are, they have this, a series of testing they got to go on animals, placebos, people. So they are allowing this one drug to be tested on folks, and they're not for sure if this drug is helping or they're actually recovering on their own. So it's like a twofold situation still going on. So they do have medicines out there that they are trying. They are ramping them up. They do have around the clock, people are checking it out. They got the pattern from China, the code, you know, how it went. So they're working with that. They became free live on. They sent them over to us, and they're working on the antidote. So the same. And then the good thing about this antidote and the good thing about, you know, the medication is now that we have our technology that's helping it faster. So usually it would be like 6 months to get results of how to how this pattern is going within this disease or this virus. Now it's like a 12-hour turnaround or a 24-hour turnaround that they're catching, or a 2-3 day how to combat and see what viruses and what medicine helps. So they're hopeful, but then they're still saying do your social distance. And once you get it, do what you need to do. No over-the-counter medicine is working, but they're still saying, you know, get your vitamin C, vitamin D, electrolytes, alkaline, eat your greens. That's things that you could just do to help boost your immune system. And if you're compromised and you know that you have a compromised immune system with asthma or anything, make sure that you're conditioned your lungs to be able to do it. So what do I mean by that? If you have asthma, make sure you're doing your treatments. Make sure if you use steroids, make sure you're doing your steroids. Make sure that your lungs is being able to work when it's being compromised. And if you haven't conditioned your lungs, and this is the season to do it because it's allergy season, then you need to get on it. So just those kind of things.
Yeah. They are saying some people are starting to freak out thinking they may have it, but they may just have allergies, because they're saying allergies is really rampant right now at a high level on multiple things. But here's something else. Now, here's a guy that I watch on the internet. You guys can check it out. Like I said, let me know how you follow up on it. His name is RZA Islam. And, you know, he goes over a lot of topics and things. And, like, one of the things he was talking about, he was saying basically, you know, scientists are saying that, you know, the COVID virus, and I think that's one of the reasons why the teens were down there in Florida and Texas trying to get it in, because they were going off of stuff like this. But saying the COVID virus doesn't, it can't survive, or it has a low survival rate on heat, when there's heat. So like I said before about the ginger, Unbelievable said about the vitamin C, he's basically saying take things that are warm, because it'll help fight against it. Where, you know, have warm tea, warm soups, drink warm water. These are things that will help combat against, you know, the COVID virus. He's talking about things like, you know, they did autopsies on bodies in China, and the conclusion was, you know, to help fight whatever is ginger, vitamin C, the warm teas, soups, and things like that. So there are ways to do it without having to get a prescription or things like that. But yeah, I just wanted to point that part out. You know, I know we talk a lot about, and a lot of people, that's all they really focus on is the bad part. But, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, if that term is still used now today. So hope is there. You know, we just got to do the precautions we got to do until all the things are set up, so we can be like China and them. So I guess we should be watching what the hell they did, especially if they came up with a cure.
I don't think it's a cure. I think they're just, you know, they got to hold on of getting the people it from spreading. I don't know if there's a hold on. Mm-hmm. The people are recovering because they put them in their house, right? So we don't know when they come back out, if it's going to start again.
Right.
So right now it's contained because you're in house and you're doing what you're supposed to do. But once we step back out, are you still going to have your open, wet places where it started, you know, where your food, and it went from pets to humans, from humans to humans. How are you going to go about changing how you eat? Are you still going to eat bats? Are you still going to eat snakes? Are you still going to eat all these things where the virus is inside? So, like, what is the changes that you're going to do to say that this can't happen again?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But on some good news, DJ D Nice runs Bag Virtual Dance Party. So he is a DJ, and he's been doing virtual dance parties in full swing, and you can watch him on Instagram Live. He's already had a few people tune in. These parties have become the biggest thing on the internet over the past 48 hours. D Nice is slapping old funk tunes, deep crate tunes. He's doing it from his own home, and judging by everybody, he's got much love. Yesterday, Anthony Hamilton did a live concert from his house. So they're getting creative. Like, when he was asking what we could do, they're getting creative. They're keeping their people, like, a free concert for Anthony Hamilton. I was like, yes, do that. And he had his acoustic guitar players, and I was like, come on through, Anthony. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a DJ, I've been seeing a lot of other DJs here, you know, getting on and giving us music. There's nothing like music to lift you up. That's something that does do it. There's singers, there's like people, stars who are singing different people's songs, and then they're adding on and they're adding on. People in New York is doing like people in Italy. They're singing different songs out their window. So music is a connecting dot. If you're not connecting that dot, connect with it, because music does keep your soul uplifted.
Right. Yeah, you can even get a verse in with Bon Jovi. He's got one where he does the first part, and then he wants you to come up with the end part. Yes, there's a lot of stars, like we're talking about, things to do, a lot of independent artists. I watched one by MOB, Minnesota Official Boys. They got it in. I was like, damn, I was very impressed. And it's also, I think right now, it's really great because, say, like, I believe, I'm not for sure, but I think John Legend did thing. But this is what it is. This is a great way for people to connect with these big stars directly. Now, they usually don't conversate with people too much on these feeds with people. You know what I mean? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You reach out to some stars and they don't respond at all. But now they're doing these live shows and shit. You can actually connect with them. And they're looking to connect with people, because they know what it is. They know what it is right now. If you're an artist, it's hot time right now. Like me, I'm slipping. Yeah. I should have been had my DJ thing up and going. As an artist, like, I've been having people on doing live shows from your studio. I've been on that. Right now is the perfect time to do it. If you're really hot and you really got it popping, I mean, don't do a lot, because there's so much getting it out there in for free. But if you could charge a dollar, I got a show coming up. Say, like, what type? Say hypothetically, Friday night at 8 o'clock, it's only a dollar. That's for a donation or whatever. And do your live gig. Get it in. You understand what I'm saying? Get it in. Even if you're a beat maker, you can be on there. Look, I'm about to make a beat. Who want to buy it? Put it up there. Put it the highest buyer. You got to do. You have your PayPal. Have your money right now. Right now. You got paparazzi. You got the jewelry right now. Right now is the time to be doing your podcast, telling people, check out the jewelry. This is what you need. Right now is the hot time. A lot of people are at home. You don't have to do all that effort to get their attention. Everybody's looking for something to get into right now. You know what I mean? So now it's perfect time for that right now. The stars are out there. They're doing live concerts. You can try to get in and do verses. That's the one. I know you can do a verse. Well, I don't know if they already got it unlocked yet. But I just seen that today. Yeah, Bon Jovi, he on there. He got it where he's doing acoustic performance, and all you do is you come up with the other lyrics. He does his part, and he goes, your verse is here, and he plays. So now you got to come up with a verse. Who knows what that could turn into? Can you imagine that? I'm not even into that. I'm not even into, when I say into, I mean I don't do that really, that style of music, but I would love, I'm a hip hop dude. I would love to be on a track with Bon Jovi. Fuck what you heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You dig? Fuck what you heard.
And
you're
I can't wait.
Like, what's
I'm
his name?
On...
That
yeah.
Rodeo Boy and the Miley Cyrus dude. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that dude. But yeah, like this is definitely an opportunity for all businesses right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is up for negotiation. As a spoken word artist, I'm about to be going Facebook Live pretty soon and getting it out there because why not? You know, it's the opportune time. If you want your business to be heard, everybody's home. Do it now. Everybody's home.
Right. Yeah, I love how I see a lot more family interaction. Like, here's a good example. I don't have it. I don't know if I'll ever get it. I really don't want it, but I might be forced to it. But you seen the TikTok with the whole thing with the switch? With the switch?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about? I love seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of parents and kids doing it, seeing a lot of parent and kid interaction way more than normal. So, I mean, you could turn this downtime into some uptime. You know, rebuilding that, rekindle that thing with your kids, that type of thing, finding the kid in yourself, play around for a little bit. But yeah.
We will be doing TikTok soon, people. Just wait. I can't wait, but we'll be doing it. I did it. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play.
Is it?
We'll be doing it. It's fun.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know what you sound like. I just don't. Scrooge. Don't take the fun away, Scrooge. Don't do it.
My
Scrooge.
Bad. Grumpy old man. I'm that grumpy old man. Yeah. Fargo.
Last one. We have somebody else who's grumpy. His name is Future.
Mm-hmm.
He's grumpy as hell. Here's a lesbian baby mama. You got 7 baby mamas, so what's so private about your sex life? Future, a legend baby mama, is bringing receipts. In lawsuit, the rapper brought against her, calling his invasion of privacy suit laughable because his T-Bin spilled plenty of time. The legal docs point out why she thinks Future's lawsuit should be dismissed. Future's argument that he would have kissed and tell and would have never slept with her is BS. She says, for starters, if Future didn't want to get caught up in a paternity case, he should have wrapped it up. But he didn't, triggering his 7th child of baby mama drama. She says she ain't going to try to aim and throw out all his dirty laundry for the paternity case, but invasion of privacy is not. Everything's open. All your sexual relations with a bunch of other women whose father, kids you fathered, all documents, they're wide open. All the internet stuff, all social media, everything is open, bruh. So be clear, she's going to use it on you. According to the docs, he alleges that he's not the father of the 11-month-old daughter, but she says it is. Future admitted to being the child's father. He has not actually denied it either. But we gonna see down the road what the paternity case says and how this is going to remain a contentious issue until the results are given.
Wow, this is gonna make a great episode of Paternity Court. I'm just saying,
absolutely.
They don't got Maury no more. Oh, bust it open, Future. there ain't much he can do. I mean, there's not much he can do. Because, I mean, if she got a whole bunch of dirt on him, it's going to pop out regardless. I mean, so he can't
mm-hmm.
bend. It's going to pop out regardless. It is what it is. If it ain't now, it's going to be 5 years from now. And eventually it's going to pop out. So all he's going to have to do is just let it pop out. Either that or tell us his damn self. I don't know. You know, I mean, we talk about all the time. We make fun of him. You know what I mean? But at some point, you just got to be like, damn, bro. Oh. That's why I'm just like, oh. Again? Oh. okay.
But he ain't learned
who's gonna
lesson.
Pop out next?
Steve Harvey's daughter, Fertile Myrtle. Stop playing. Who want a piece of the pie?
I think.
What you mean?
Yeah. And you know what the new shame is with women when they popping out on dudes? They exposing how they are in bed. You know what I mean? Now, we remember back in the day, that used to be the no-no. They should be like the off-limits. You could say the motherfucker ain't no good, but you don't shame a motherfucker on their sex game. But nowadays, these rappers are getting exposed. Ooh. Women is like, nah, he not doing all that. He's saying them songs. A real lethargic, just lay there. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I seen one, the girl was talking about the one dude, I ain't gonna put all their names out there. We're like, yeah, he did coke off my titty, and then boop, boop, boop. I'm like, oh, damn, they exposed him like that. So, yeah, so it's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world.
Artists, y'all better be paying attention. Stop thinking you out here slaying. You haven't think you out here slaying. Oh, yeah, bro. I'm knocking them down. No, okay, bro. Okay, bro. You're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, okay. Future, huh? That's what you're... I'm going to stop.
Because what her future looks like is very dumb. Like, these... Because, like, it's like once you get one baby mama, it's like when you're number, like, 7, 8, 9, you ain't getting as much as one is. Because one ain't going to, you know, be like, okay, because you have 7 more, I'm going to cut it in half. No, you don't get as much. And especially if one has 2 or 3 gathered in Jesus' name, you ain't going to get. Stop it. So if you own the lower end of the spectrum, you ain't getting that much. You ain't. So you should, a word to the wise, you women out here getting these baby daddies, get one that has never had one, because you would rack up. Those who have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you are not racking up. You're in place. You're in line for the little break off, little break off, little break off, little break off.
Well, I'm going to say, girl, you better strap him up. You did. Fuck that. Strap him up. You never want to be in a situation where you got to depend on somebody else to take care of you. You did. Or do right by you. Strap his ass up. I'm just saying. Let's see. We got a little bit of time left. No, we don't. Yeah, real little bit of time. So, all right, go ahead and tell the people where they can find you and your book. Because, like I said again, people, y'all want to get this book. Not only you want to get the book, you got to purchase the shirt. Because it's a whole movement going on with, you know what I mean, taking a picture in her shirt or holding her book. So, go ahead and let them know about where they can find your website.
www.solomespeaks.com. It's 3 different books. It's the Solo Me Speak Volume 1, Volume 2, and it is a journal. And t-shirts and apparel and different things like that. So hit me up, www.solomespeaks.com.
Right. Okay, make sure y'all get that book, because when you get the book, you support the show. And also, there is a cease and desist letter on her book. There's an unauthorized butt naked picture of me in the back. If you do get that, we need you to contact my lawyer at. No, I'm just fucking with y'all. trying to bring some drama to the book. look, y'all, she looked at me like, the fuck you doing? I'm just
right.
Saying, damn. Ain't nobody trying to see a buff naked mosquito. But don't forget, you can check me out, find more about me at emonster.com. You can find some of my mixes over, you can find mixes there. Also, don't forget, you can connect with the Monstars at monstarsradio.com on the Monstars crew page. It is under construction, so please let us know what you think we need up there, whether it be graphics, what type of apps you want to see up there, if you want to see the featured artists, the way to connect with the artists, whatever you want, let us know at support at mindstarsradio.com and let us know what we can do to improve, make the experience better for you. So I, yeah, that's our show for tonight. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. I believe we have an international interview set up by Jazzy B. We got an artist coming in from London, I believe, tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in for that. Let's see. Also, we're going to start trying to figure out a way how we can start doing video chat interviews. So if you know a platform that's great that you know of that people use, please let us know. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com so we can make the experience better for you with these interviews. So you can see the people up close. I'm not really trying to put my face on their big, old, ugly, horse head ass. But, you know, I mean, maybe we'll get Miss Unbelievable or Jazzy B to do it with their pretty looking selves. But, yeah, so we're going to make it do what it do. So, all right, any last things on our way up out of here?
See y'all tomorrow and see y'all for the rest of the week. Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe, and Friday Night Live. And, y'all, I'm telling you, faith over everything. Faith over everything. This COVID-19, it too shall have to pass. It too shall pass. But the landscape of America will never be the same.
Right. So, all right, stick with us. Quarantine week right here on Monster US Radio, the podcast. We go live 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we out.
Good night. Peace. Ah.